Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, is Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
The CEO of Extreme Media.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is the night before Mother's Day, and that means that we are going to celebrate moms tonight in a way that I don't know that we ever have before. Very honored to have you with us tonight. Some reflections upon my own valued and cherished memories of my mom. And maybe you've got a memory or two to share. You know that my email is kmcradio@gmail.com. We've also got special musical guests tonight. For sure, we're going to hear from Ed Sheeran towards the end of the broadcast, at the end of the second hour. But there may be a treat about midway through, so you'll be listening for that as well. It's all coming up tonight. But we're also going to talk about some moms that desperately need our help. And when I say they desperately need our help, I could not be more serious about this. We are talking about people that just have no other resources in their lives. And aside from our partnership with Christian Solidarity International, they're not going to have a life that gets improved in any way. So Rob Davis will be here from Christian Solidarity International to help us with that. And then some memories of mom as we go along. Zach and Maggie are back. They were on the Christmas special, you remember that? But they've got a new song for Mother's Day that just got released yesterday. So we're going to try to have a preview of that for you tonight. And also Ed Sheeran with a song that, if you're familiar with Ed's career, is very meaningful to himself. It's called Supermarket Flowers, and it's about his mother. We've got a lot of good things for you in store, so stick around. Now, I was thinking about Mother's Day, and, you know, I'm at that weird stage in life where I've now outlived my biological parents. In fact, I just found out this last week that the man that was my biological father, my DNA donor, I guess you could say, passed away in January from COVID. We've been estranged since I was about 18 months old. Had really no idea what his health was like or anything else. But through a very unique process, a few years ago, about 4 or 5,
I found one of my siblings that he had fathered through another woman, aside from my mom, and my sister Shelley and I were able to meet for the first time, and it's just been really remarkable. Well, she found out that our biological father had passed away in January due to COVID, and that came on the heels of my losing my actual birth mother when I was 17 years of age as a junior in high school. She battled cancer for a couple of very tough years, and I was very, I don't know, I was very, I grew up in kind of a vacuum. Now, I did have an adopted dad who was a very meaningful influence in my life. He took the place of what a biological father could do, and he played catch with me in the backyard, and he took me to my sports events and all the rest of it. But my mom was really the one I was closest to, and so when I think of Mother's Day, it was already special to me. Then enter my lovely bride, whose mom was actually born on the exact same calendar day as my mom, even though my bride and I are about 10 years apart. And we lost her in 2003. So we've outlived both of our mothers, the man who is biologically my father, and our fathers are still living. But Mother's Day is rough around the McCullough house. And I was thinking about, well, what's the best way to deal with that for me personally. It's also very hard because my bride's mom's birthday is May the 5th, which is always right around the date of Mother's Day. Whatever something that falls on, it's going to be within just a few days of it. But I thought, you know what? I should just enjoy the meaningful memories. Now, I hope that Ivan has a copy of this and he can put it on the screen for you. But I was going through some old pictures on my phone, and this one is of my mom and I when I was probably no more than maybe 3 or 4 years of age. I was very little. Mom and I were living by ourselves. She had not married Dad yet. And this particular picture was taken outside of, I believe, a little fundamentalist Baptist church that we attended in the northern section of Fort Worth, because in the larger picture, my grandparents and everybody else is in this. But I liked this picture because there is a smile on both of our faces that is very genuine. And I remember, not this exact moment, but I remember that stage of life as being happier than I thought it might be. I didn't really know that we were on our own. I didn't know that we were alone. I just knew that I loved Mom and that she was always there for me. And that even in our tiny little house that we lived, which I think she bought literally, I think she was able to put a down payment and buy this house literally for $12,000. Now, this was back in the early 70s, and it was a tiny, tiny little house, but it was right next to her parents, my grandparents, and so we lived next door, and I always was spending time with Grandpa and Grandpa, and I just never knew that I was missing anything. And so I was thinking, well, why is that? And I think it was because Mom did everything in her power at every moment of that part of my life to try to make it clear to me that I was loved and that I didn't lack in any way. And I compare that to how we live today, right? So today we've got all these conveniences and luxuries, if you will, that life back then didn't hold. And we've got the ability to order anything to come to our door within an hour. You say, I want, you know, roast beef or pizza or Chinese food or whatever, and it's there. But now you can order Amazon and same day delivery, and there's nothing materially that we lack for, and there's nothing that we can think of in terms of an appetite or of a material desire or a piece of clothing or anything else that we literally have to wait very long for. If you've got a credit card and an address, you can pretty much get literally whatever you want within minutes. But where's our happiness quotient in this life? But where is the satisfaction with the joy of being with our family? I've heard a lot of people complain during lockdown about how terrible it is that their family had to spend all that time together. Now, I admit, we struggled. We certainly wanted school to open, and we wanted that more for our kids to have the services that they needed and to continue in their path of learning. It wasn't because we didn't want to spend time with them. I love spending time with my ankle biters. The more time I can spend with them, the better. But here's the thing. In this little picture of Mom and I, just the two of us, when I'm all of 3.5 or 4 years of age, there is a sense that I don't even know what I don't have. And yet, I have total contentment and happiness. And I know that didn't come easy for Mom, because she was alone. She was working. She depended on her parents to care for me a great deal because my paternal father had left. And there was a certain degree of anxiety that I'm sure she carried with her all the time. But here's another kind of little lesson for us today. She never projected that on me. I never felt it. I never knew it. And in the era of big feelings and everyone saying, I got to tell my truth and I got to express my feelings at every turn, is that always necessary? Is it always best to just dump everything that's in our heart, mind, and soul on those that are around us? Or is there some sense that maybe for the sake of the betterment of someone else, I don't just openly treat everyone as though they're obligated to take on my burdens? I don't know. There was something virtuous about the level of restraint that she carried in the things that I know had to have weighed her down. But she never put them on me. And as I am thinking now, as a dad, in a loving marriage with a great bride who has been a wonderful mom to our own children, and as we look forward to celebrating her Mother's Day tomorrow, which makes it easy. If you don't have grandmas, there's only one mom to celebrate in the McCullough House, and so we will do that. But there's a certain degree of restraint in virtue in not dumping all of that stuff on your kids that I really respect mom for to this day. There's some more memories we'll get into tonight, but friends, I know one thing that my mom would be very proud of, and that is the fact that my listeners to this show over the last 4 years have helped liberate nearly 1,000 mothers from human chattel slavery into lives of freedom. And we're going to do some more tonight in her name, in Mother's Day's honor, for the good of those moms that still are in slavery. And we're going to do that right now. Coming up next, Rob Davis will join me live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you with us, per usual, on this Saturday night. And, you know, I love Mother's Day weekend. It is one of those weekends where we can do so much to say thank you to someone that paid such an importance in our life. And it's kind of with mixed emotions in the McCullough household, because both of my lovely bride and my own moms have been gone back to heaven for quite some time. And this is a kind of rough time of year, because my bride's mother's birthday is within just a couple of days of Mother's Day. And so there's always a kind of a forlorn a longing to have to have mom back in our lives. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so excited that tonight we get to do something for some other moms that have been really forgotten about, and in many ways don't even hit people's radar screens. I'm talking about mothers who have been enslaved, and some of whom have even had their children taken away from them. If that sounds a little bit outrageous to you, I would just encourage you to follow up on what I'm about to tell you by going to a website called csi-usa.org. You'll see a picture of myself there, and when you click through, there are stories about the women that are in captive chattel slavery in northern Sudan that we are helping this year. And as per usual, we're trying to help just shy of 200 for the year. In the last 4 years, you have helped us liberate almost 1,000 of these women that... And that's just touched our hearts unbelievably to see these women be given brand new lives. But joining me to discuss all of this is the CEO of CSI US, the USA operations. He is the executive director for everything that CSI is doing. The Christian Solidarity International is what CSI stands for. And his name is Rob Davis. And Rob, it's good to have you tap in here with us. We talked to you around the holidays, but it's been a while since we've done that. And I believe that even some of the women that we were trying to get liberated last December have now been liberated. Can you give us any kind of an update on what's happened since we last spoke?
Absolutely. Well, thanks. First of all, thanks so much for having us. It's always good to be on your program. And we are incredibly grateful not only to you, Kevin, obviously, for giving us this platform, but to the listeners who so generously respond when you ask them to help. And since we spoke in December around Christmas, we have had two separate efforts, each which have released about 600 people who have been enslaved, in some cases for just around 25, 30 years. And so your listeners' efforts around the holidays certainly were monumental in helping with those particular efforts. And we've got three more to go this year, where each time we're able to handle about 300 people each time and change their lives forever, quite frankly, as you know.
Sure. Well, it's so important. And I think of Mother's Day here in the U.S., and I think, you know, how mom is often given the shaft in getting the credit for keeping families running on time and having everything operate. And of course, if you talk to pro athletes or superstars that grew up in single mother households, they give all praise and glory to mom because she put up with all their mess for all those years. In Sudan, in the mothers that we're talking about, that some of whom have been enslaved, they've lived an even more tortured life as a mother. Talk to me about where these women have come from, how they found themselves in slavery, and what are the realities of the lives they're living right now.
Yeah, you know, you've done such a good job of describing that so often, so feel free to offer some color commentary as I give you some of the basics. But, you know, back in the 80s, there was an effort, or there was a civil war between the North and South in Sudan, and really part of the spoils of war, if you will, were humans. And these women and children, and men also, but women and children were taken into captivity, largely Christians, who were taken into captivity by the Muslim slave owners they would become. And in many cases, you know, one of the ones I was just looking at that we can talk about in a minute or two has been enslaved now since she was 7 years old. She was 7 years old back then. She is now well into her 30s and has spent a life being forced to do physical labor, be a sex object, you know, basically beaten. Many of these that we've talked about in the past have literally been tied to a tree or their foot's been nailed to a tree, or, I mean, unthinkable things. You know, we think that quite a long time ago here in the U.S., we abolished slavery, and it's kind of left our minds as Americans, but there's still a slave trade that is alive and well in other parts of the country, and the efforts that we join forces with you on in Sudan are among them.
Yeah. Well, and part of the reality of these women that as they are taken into captivity and then forced to engage with their slave masters in sexual activity are children that are born. And there's a secondary torture that comes with that, because many times the slave master then separates the mother from the child. And so for those of you tonight that are thinking about broken relationships with your mom and maybe you're not where you want to be, I would encourage you to make those things right, because you never know what a day-to-day existence can bring. And the good thing about what we're talking about tonight is that we can do something about this. We may not be able to solve all of the world's problems as it pertains to kids and moms and stuff, but for these enslaved women that are facing days, sometimes fearful of losing their children, sometimes losing their children, sometimes being reunited with their children, and that's happened as well, there is an immense need for us to be involved in this process. Now, you've heard me for the last number of weeks, and by the way, many of you have been responding. We are well on our way to where we need to be this year. I'm hoping to have another 200 slaves be liberated. So I'm thankful for everyone that's been involved thus far. But we have an opportunity tonight to do some pretty cool things. First of all, a couple of people are going to match what we do tonight, which is very exciting on that level. But even apart from that, the gift of $250, and I want you to zero in on this, that's what it costs, nuts to soup, for the entirety of the liberation. And what that delivers to the slave themselves is a life of liberty, a life of freedom, a life of self-determination, but it is also a life that is given a boost, a head start, if you will, with a thing called the Bag of Hope. And Rob, before we break for our next break, just give us a real quick survey of what's included in that brand new life that comes in that bag.
Well, they, you know, we give them quite a number of things. We obviously free them. We give them some basic sustenance. We give them some food. We give them rice. We give them so the bag is sort of a symbolic thing. We give them
right. It's far more than just a bag. It's
a goat. A goat, which enables them to engage in commerce, whether it be cheese, milk, you know, even mating with other goats.
She goats, yeah.
So we basically, you know, it gives them in some cases bedding. It gives them possibly a coat. It all depends on the time of year and where these people are specifically. But essentially, what it represents is different things seasonally, but the tools, the physical tools, to, and sometimes it actually is tools for farming and things like that, but to seeds, but to get on their feet after being enslaved for, in some cases, decades, and begin a life where they can support themselves, start a business, start earning something for themselves, and really get on their feet and move ahead.
And by far the most generous gift they've ever received in their life. I mean, they've never received even a small gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Representative Nancy Mace says federal authorities will work quickly to try to make sure a similar attack doesn't happen again. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that she's worried about the consequences if the frequency of these attacks increase.
That we're totally unprepared for these kinds of incidences and that they might continue to increase in the future. I mean, that's the greatest fear, and that's why I believe that you'll see the federal government really trying to work hard and help this the company figure out what did happen. We're going to have a lot of questions that we're going to want answered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Forward on our musical guest tonight, Ed Sheeran, with a tribute to his mom that you do not want to miss. Have some Kleenex standing by. I'm just saying, you're going to need them. But we're talking about mothers that no one has talked about for quite some time, mothers that have been forgotten about, young women that have been taken into captivity. They have served as basically objects to other human beings and have been told, this is the rest of your life. This is what you are going to do. They are slaves in northern Sudan, and Rob Davis is with us from Christian Solidarity International, where we partner every year with CSI to help liberate as many as we can. And Rob, when people hear the term slavery, and there's even been some controversy about this in the news, does slavery exist? My 8-year-old got into an argument with his entire class because he hears Dad advocating for CSI, and he goes to school and his teacher tells him it doesn't exist anymore. He goes, well, it does in Sudan, and he told him the whole pitch, like, right there.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, but it's this is one of the frustrations, is that we think that because we don't see it here, that it's not in existence. Talk to us about how it operates there in Sudan and kind of what the people face day to day.
Yeah, it's literally kind of a leftover from, as we were saying in the earlier segment, leftover from the 80s, where the spoils of war were human prizes, really. And there have been people who have been given to Arab farmsmen and herders as part of the settlement of the civil war in Sudan. And so these people have been, in many cases, enslaved since the 80s and 90s. Some of them are children who have been born into slavery, who are the byproduct of a slave owner and one of his slaves. And basically, when CSI began this effort back in the mid-80s to free slaves in Sudan, there were about 150,000 who have been enslaved, and to God be the glory, we're closing in on about 35,000 left. That's still a lot of people. Praise God, we've been able to free about 100,000 of them through efforts of ours in conjunction with your listeners, Kevin. I mean, we can't do this. I have the pleasure of calling many of our donors week after week after week and just making a personal thank you. And I assure every one of them that there's absolutely nothing we can do without people listening to your program, for example, stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, I'm gonna help one of them. Where I'm going to help two of them. We've got people who are freeing one slave a month. We've got people freeing four slaves a month. But we've got people, and many of them are your listeners. So while I have the opportunity to thank you so very much, we can't do this without resources. So it's opportunities like this that we have tonight to ask you to just give us a hand to call that number, which Kevin gave you before, which was 888-342-1010, or go to CSI-USA.org and click on Kevin's picture. It'll take you to a link where you can help us free one life. You can help us free 10 lives. There are people we've been working with for the past 20, 30 years who have freed hundreds of slaves themselves. We just ask you to do something if you have the means to, because you're literally turning an entire life around, bringing people who have virtually no hope, some sort of hope, and changing their life forever.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to add some reasons to do it tonight, friends. A couple of reasons. One, what a cool thing to tell your mom on Mother's Day tomorrow that maybe you liberated another mom in her honor for Mother's Day. You know, I don't know any mothers that are sitting around going, man, I just wish I got more gifts and, man, just give me, you know, more things. No, they want meaning and hugs and, you know, thoughtfulness and that sort of thing. And if you were to do this in honor of them, I think it would be a rather touching way to celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow. But beyond that, the McCullough family is stepping up to the plate. We're going to make a commitment this coming year to, and we've already done this in the past, but we're going to dedicate ourselves to liberating a certain amount of slaves. And we want to use our gift as a challenge to match your gifts tonight. So tonight, if you liberate a slave, we want to liberate a slave alongside of you. And we'll do that up to the next 12 slaves that are going to be liberated. But we want to encourage you to do it. That's why we're doing it as a match instead of just a plain, simple gift. And then there's another listener that has chosen to remain anonymous but is very motivated to help us as well. And beyond those first 12 matches tonight, there's going to be an additional amount of match that we're going to be had. But we need to do that within the next couple of hours. It's just very important that we don't sit back and wait for this to happen. Here's the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And if you give right now, you will be matched. And if you could do a slave, you got to spread it out over a number of months. Maybe you can't do a one-time gift of $250. That's okay. Patty and the office staff, they're glad to be in touch with you on a monthly basis. You can do a 5x50. You can do a 2x125. You can do a 10x25. Whatever helps you. But that number is 888-342-1010. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
I feel very grateful to be able to do what I do for a living. And one of the ways I feel like we can change the world in the process of what I'm doing is to use this platform to affect certain good in other places. And maybe we can't help elections or things here as much as I'd like. That's okay. Let's go liberate some slaves in Sudan. We'll make the best of it anyway. And that's what I'm grateful for, because you joining with CSI over the last 4 years, we've liberated more than 1,000 individuals from slavery into freedom and new life back in a homeland where they thought they would never see anyone they knew or any place they'd lived before ever again. And that's just a miracle. Every time I think about it, I get goosebumps because of it. But Rob Davis, the executive director for CSI USA Operations, and CSI is a global organization. Dr. John Eibner, who's been on the show, handles a lot of the interfacing with world leaders, and he argues things for Congress and Parliament and these big important places. But on the ground, we have that other kind of layer of work going on. That's what Rob directs from the U.S. offices. And Rob, because we do liberation things frequently, we constantly hear new stories of the women that have been helped. And I know you've come prepared to share with us a couple of them meaningful tonight. Tell us about one of them.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, thank you. And just to frame this out, your story here tonight is probably a result of your listeners' efforts at the end of last year.
Yeah.
This was a woman who was freed just about a month ago. And, you know, I'd ask your listeners, and this will be a little harder for your radio listeners, Kevin, but for the television audience, you know, I'm going to just hold up a picture right here and you can describe it to them. But, this is a woman that I'm holding up right now who had been enslaved for 23 years. What do you see in that picture there, Kev?
You know, what stands out to me in that picture is not her beautiful scarf or the desert that she's standing in front of, but that enormous smile that's on her face. I mean, for someone that has been through a life that I can only imagine she's lived, I can't imagine being that happy about anything.
Well, and likely, as I said, it could very well be that one of your listeners had made this possible. You know, you and I see the same thing, just pearly whites that are ear to ear. Woman, here's her story. She was 7 years old when she was abducted by Arab slave masters. Her mom and she were walking along the border in Sudan, and Arab men overtook them. They were tied. They were both raped. Imagine that, a 7-year-old and her mother. Mm. So there are children that she has, and there are other children that her mother has as a result of the rape of their slave owner. They were basically given no food except the scraps that fell from the Arab master's food that they were eating. They were tied by ropes and walked to North Sudan from the border of North and South. There are many children that she and her mom have as a result of the sexual harassment or sexual enslavement that they endured. They were forced to clean house, wash dishes, collect cooking wood, but she was given no respect. She was bound, she was whipped, she was raped. And finally, after 23 years of this, CSI, just about a month or so ago, was able to turn that life around entirely. Free her from that life of bondage, and that's why after 23 years of that, you see a woman who is just smiling as if she was given the biggest present one could ever hope for, and in fact, I think she probably was. And then you and I can talk maybe in the next segment just a little bit about how they're welcomed home.
That is a pretty, in fact, I have a couple of minutes here. Let's go into that. When they are liberated from the slave master's direct control, they are actually helped escorted back to South Sudan. And it's a long journey, and they usually walk at night and so forth. But then there's this recovery kind of camp that they are able to engage and rest. Imagine that, being a slave who's never been allowed to do anything on your own time, but now you're told you can rest. They receive medical treatment, counseling, psychological help to the degree that they're able to. The different things that they have gone through, it's worse than PTSD. We hear about PTSD and we think, you know, oh my goodness, imagine 23 years of ritualized abuse. I mean, that's what they've experienced. So there's a kind of a recuperation and a breathing out of all that, of exhaling it. And then, Rob, the exciting part is they are given their bag of hope, which again is much larger than a bag. There is a bag involved, but there's the she-goat, there's all the supplies, and then there's that journey, the finishing of the journey back to where they call home. Talk to me about what that's like and then what they experience when they do get to their village where they are ultimately headed for.
Well, the walk back isn't even that easy a lot of the time. I mean, they make this journey on foot. So often it's many miles to get to that ultimate place where hopefully, as in many cases, we're able to reunite them with their town, their village, with the town leaders, with the pastors, with the churches that are supporting our efforts on the ground. And there's a celebration that takes place. There's dancing, there's feasting, there's praying and thanking God. And there really is. It reminds me often of the story of the prodigal son. And what that must have been like when he was welcomed back home. And that's the way that many of these people who have been enslaved for so long are welcomed back to the community.
Yeah, I've heard from people that have been part of them, Pastor Heidi from years past, and John, and my friend Ari Zolden, and others who have witnessed it firsthand. But the party they throw for that person getting home, it's like a dead person has come back to life. And that's not an understatement. It is, the whole town is on fire with celebration because it's such a miracle. And, of course, as believers in Jesus, they just give glory to God for his goodness in the process of this. Because a lot of times, and we didn't really go into this, but the reason that they're taken captive to begin with, the only crime that they committed is that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that they're Christians.
That's
right. If they were Muslim, they would have been left alone by the raiders, because it would have been as though you were attacking another Muslim to take a Muslim's wife or child. But because they're Christians, they're considered dogs. They're called this name that in Sudanese, there is no equivalent to it in the American version of English. And it's too profane to even say on the radio. If you knew the meaning of it, you would, oh, we can't even say that. So that's how they're basically treated when they're taken into slavery, and then that's how they're ritualized over all those years. And friends, tonight we have the opportunity to tell them never again. You don't have to experience those things ever again, because when CSI slaves are liberated, they are liberated for good. There's no like return cycle here. This is good for good. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Make your best generous gift right now. We are matching your gifts tonight. We are hoping to do a number of liberations tonight. We're putting this emphasis on it because we want to do it in honor of moms. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Once again, on this Mother's Day edition of Kevin McCullough Radio Night Live, please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, not only Zach and Maggie, but their friend David Burns in a special tribute to moms here on Radio Night Live.
I packed my car up years ago. In the driveway, Mom let me know she wanted me to stay, but I was free. I think I broke her heart that day. I left so fast I didn't say all the things that my mother means to me. When I think of Mom, I think of patience, family vacations, singing harmony and hugs that don't let go. I think of struggles that she faced, but her love never changed. Mom, when I think of you, I think of home. You picked us up from the road. That new car phone made you so cool. Your shoulder pads and fancies with the bill. The theme parks to Grand Canyon.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422.
That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.